You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, to start off with, what is the Treaty Principles Bill and how does it affect the Treaty of Waitangi and other processes within the government?
So, the bill seeks to redefine the Treaty Principles. However, the proposed principles in the bill do not reflect Te Tiriti, and in a massive bad faith and a breach of Te Tiriti, the government is doing this unilaterally by themselves without any meaningful consultation with Māori. You know, what is being proposed is incredibly destructive. It breaches Te Tiriti, it undermines our human rights landscape, and the Waitangi Tribunal has said that if this bill were to be enacted, it would be the worst, most comprehensive breach of the treaty / Te Tiriti in modern times. I mean, that is massive. And while the Act talks about needing to make changes so everyone has the same rights, it is hugely common practice for democracies such as ours for people to have different rights and responsibilities. I mean, what it comes back to is Te Tiriti is foundational. It provides a place for all of us to belong, for respectful relationship, a foundation for how we can make decisions together, to take care of each other. And this is a wonderful thing. So when you take this, it is absolutely atrocious that we are seeing policies attacking this when we should be seeing a government strengthening it. Honouring and upholding Te Tiriti is foundational to upholding human rights in Aotearoa.
And what is the reasoning for the government introducing this bill?
Well, so what we've heard from ACT, as I said, they've talked about needing to make changes so everyone has the same rights. But what we've got to remember is it's really common for democracies like ours for people to have different rights and responsibilities.
And what processes have to occur for the treaty to be passed in Parliament?
First of all, it's important to recognise that Te Tiriti is an agreement between Māori and the Crown. So the Crown is not empowered to just go off by itself and make changes through Parliament. But if we're talking about something like an international agreement through the United Nations, how it currently works at the moment is that the government can decide to join or not. But in terms of implementing that international agreement in domestic law, legislation still needs to be passed in the normal way through Parliament. The thing with Te Tiriti is it provides a foundation for us all to belong here, for us all to thrive. And trying to pursue legislation which undermines this is harmful for us all.
So the New Zealand Constitution is uncodified, which means it is made up of several bills which serve as the Constitution. Introducing a new bill, such as the new treaty principles, can alter the Constitution. Given this, does this signal that there should be tighter control around who and what gets to change the New Zealand Constitution?
Yeah, this is a really interesting question. But I guess first, when talking about a constitution, so we support the call for constitutional change to properly uphold Te Tiriti, and I wouldn't want to see anything that could impede this. And I really encourage people listening, if they want to learn more about the need for constitutional change, to Google Mātiki Mai, which of the work that came out of that has proposed a range of models for constitutional reform based on Hewhakaputanga and Te Tiriti. So really encourage people who want to know more to learn more about that. But basically, I guess I would be concerned if there were any moves to try and treat current constitutional norms based only on our colonial system of government when we need constitutional transformation. So, you know, we need to come back to, you know, constitutional questions like this are important but need to be answered within the Te Tiriti partnership.
And given the ease of introducing new bills, they can greatly alter our constitution. Would New Zealand be safer with a codified constitution, despite its potential risks?
Yeah, okay, this is a really interesting question, and there are some really interesting debates out there about is it better to have a written or unwritten constitution. There's lots of arguments around that can be made around certainty, clarity, wanting to enable change as society changes. But again, my concern is making sure that whatever we're doing, we're prioritising enabling or establishing a constitutional foundation that fully upholds Te Tiriti. The debate, isn't it? Because in terms of what's written down, then there can be a lot of clarity around that. But the problem being, what happens when society changes and perhaps some of those norms are no longer appropriate or relevant for society?
And lastly, how can people get involved with protests and events surrounding this?
Yeah, so as people listening will no doubt be aware, there's a national hikoi to Parliament underway, and I really strongly urge people to take action in any way that they can. There are so many people out there joining together in support of Te Tiriti justice, and it's just so vital that right now we all take a stand and show our support. So there's lots of ways, as I said, for people to get involved, to take action and to learn more. You can go to Toitū Te Tiriti, which is great information and resource on the hikoi. There's also the site Together for Te Tiriti, which again has great resources and information on taking action. So really encourage everyone out there to learn more and take a stand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.